An Anthropic researcher resigned this week and said out loud what the industry usually keeps to itself, that the labs are racing towards self-improving superintelligence and gambling with everyone's lives. That is the lead. 9 more follow it on this Wednesday, September 9, 2026, covering patch day, stolen sessions, state advisories, and a fight over a $1 million math problem. Jacob Coxon, an AI researcher at Anthropic, resigned this week and published his reasoning on X. Coxon is 27 and spent 3 years at OpenAI before joining Anthropic earlier this year. His argument is that the leading labs are, in his words, racing straight to self-improving superintelligence and gambling with our lives, and that executives and researchers inside those companies privately share the view that the technology could kill us all by the end of the decade. What makes it unusual is what happened next. Evan Hubinger, who leads alignment science at Anthropic, publicly confirmed Coxon was right about the internal mood and put his own estimate on the record. Greater than a 10% chance that AI causes human extinction within the next decade. He separated today's models, which he called relatively low risk, from future systems capable of recursive self-improvement. He also said Anthropic is trying its best, has no plan for aligning superintelligence, and is not clearly on track to find one. Set against that, the ordinary work of defending computers went on as usual. Microsoft shipped a record number of patches on Tuesday, and two of the flaws were already being exploited. The first sits in the Windows Update stack, affects Windows 11 and Server 2025, and lets a low-privileged user climb to system. It is the first zero-day found in that component since 2022. The second is in the Advanced Local Procedure Call subsystem, reaching back across Windows 10 and Server releases from 2012 through 2022, and it also ends in system access. The bigger story may be a DNS flaw researchers are calling the spiritual successor to SIGRED, the wormable Windows bug from 2020. It affects most supported Windows versions, and the assessment is that its worm risk could change fast. Beyond those, defenders were pointed at 20 more wormable remote code execution bugs and a Kerberos authentication bypass. The same week produced a smaller version of that shape, with a different company on the receiving end. On August 4th, Grant DeSwart, an independent AI consultant in the UK, was not working. His Claude Max account was. He watched monthly token usage climb from 45% to 55% while he sat idle, and Anthropic told him a compromised session key had been used to mint unauthorized Claude Code OAuth tokens. Others followed on Reddit and GitHub, one account upgraded and charged without consent, usage jumping from 0 to 100% on its own, another allowance burned across 3 days of no use. Anthropic says a bad actor is using common infostealer malware to lift Claude login sessions off people's computers. It signed affected users out, invalidated authorizations, and issued refunds. DeSwart's complaint is narrower, without itemized records, which Anthropic declined to give him. A subscriber cannot prove which spending was theirs. From stolen sessions to stolen capability. If you operate a frontier model, API, the United States government now says your product is being systematically strip-mined, and it has named the firms. CISA with the NSA and the FBI issued a joint advisory alleging that China-based AI companies run large-scale knowledge distillation campaigns against American models, DeepSeek, Moonshot AI, Alibaba, Minimax, StepFun, and Z.AI. The agencies assess this likely happens with the knowledge of the Chinese government. Distillation means training one model on another's outputs, copying restricted capabilities like reasoning and coding without anyone touching the weights. The advisory says DeepSeek pulled billions of tokens through millions of requests against Claude, GPT, Gemini, and Grok variants since late 2024, and it disputes DeepSeek's reported $5.6 million training cost as excluding extraction. Britain's AI Security Institute was built on the premise that frontier labs hand over models before release so the state can test them. Anthropic did that in April, when the institute evaluated Claude Mythos 5. This month it did not. Mythos 5.1 launched on September 1st, restricted to approved partners, and the UK Institute was left out for the first time while comparable organizations in the United States were given access. Anthropic has not explained the decision. A Cabinet Office official said the Institute continues to collaborate closely with industry partners, Anthropic included. Withholding a model from a safety agency is one end of that competitive instinct. Here's the other end. An NYU mathematician has accused OpenAI of fighting dirty over one of the 7 Millennium Prize problems. Tristan Buckmaster, working with Anthropic's Levent Alpoge, had preliminary results on Navier-Stokes existence and smoothness, a problem carrying a $1 million prize. He says word of that progress reached OpenAI, which confirmed it began work on September 1st, then pointed enormous compute at the problem and produced a complete proof first. That run consumed 300 billion tokens, roughly $22.5 million of compute. Buckmaster says almost nobody else was working on it, and it is not a direction one reaches in a few days from the problem statement alone. OpenAI denies improperly accessing the work, saying it saw none of it until public release, while acknowledging it may have benefited from de-identified training data. That fight was over credit. The week's other big number was purely about capital, $48 billion. That is Cognition's new valuation after a $2 billion Series E led by Andreessen Horowitz, with Accel, Founders Fund, General Catalyst, and Avenir alongside. It is roughly double where the company sat 4 months ago at $26 billion, and revenue moved with it. Annualized run rate went from $492 million to $900 million. Cognition builds Devon, the AI coding agent, sold to enterprises including Mercedes-Benz, NASA, Goldman Sachs, and Citi. The comparison point is Cursor, which sold to SpaceX for $60 billion in April on $2 billion in annualized revenue, leaving Cognition with the richer multiple. Underneath it is the burn. Cognition reportedly spends $800 million a year in cash on leased NVIDIA infrastructure, the same pressure Cursor was under before it was acquired. Back to security. Sophos researchers went looking on a compromised F5 Big IP APM appliance and found nothing on disk. The web shell was in memory. The rootkit, which ESET has named Poisoned Refresh, targets deployments running Apache and PHP modules on those appliances, which handle access control in front of enterprise applications at banks, large companies, and government agencies. What the implant gives an intruder is on-demand server-side code execution, the capability a web shell normally provides, without the file a scanner would find. The way in was an already known unauthenticated remote code execution flaw under active exploitation. F5 advises restricting PHP execution where it is not needed. The line from Sophos worth keeping is that responders who focus only on the file system may overlook critical evidence. A change of subject to consumer software. If you connect your email, your calendar, your payments, and your smart home to a Meta product, Muse is what you would be connecting them to. Meta launched its personal AI agent this month on the web, on iOS and Android, and inside WhatsApp, with its AI glasses to follow. It books travel, fills forms, negotiates bills, and makes purchases through Link by Stripe. Meta says Muse runs in an isolated, secure virtual machine, cannot see passwords or payment methods, and that conversations do not feed advertising. The open question is who is making that promise? A company carrying a $5 billion privacy penalty from 2019. For most of the genomics era, the useful part of the human genome was the 2% that codes for proteins, and the other 98% was largely unreadable. Google DeepMind's Alpha Genome Atlas argues that ratio was a limit of tooling rather than biology. The Atlas is a database of every possible single letter change across the genome, all 9 billion of them, spanning roughly 3 billion base pairs, with predicted molecular consequences for coding and non-coding regions alike. It runs to a petabyte. The addition that matters is a score, the Alpha Genome Variant Impact, combining both kinds of prediction into one ranking. In UK Biobank data, the Atlas surfaced 22% more non-coding associations in complex trait studies, including 19 new regions linked to body mass index. That is the run for today, Wednesday, September 9th, 2026. 10 stories, and thank you for spending the time with them. I am Shmoog, and Claude Code Field Notes will be back tomorrow morning with whatever the day turns up. Take care of yourselves out there.